Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So before we even talk about this prince, you know, yes. Liberia was discovered, my understanding, that, you know, America began to see the sins of their, ways, and the ways were sinful. And how do you, you know, fix this slave thing that we had, a slavery in America, and how do we make it right? And I believe it was President Monroe who began to say, well, we need to take the African back to the Africa.
Right.
Of course, once you're in Africa, I mean, once you're in America, I'm an American.
Well,
I'm not an African.
Said. Yeah, Frederick Douglass said, no, we're not going back.
Right, exactly.
Frederick Douglass said, we want right here.
Right, right. And so, but they found, they actually established Liberia. And that's why they call the capital, what's the capital's name?
Monrovia.
Named after President Monroe.
Wow.
And so, but that's where the Ebola broke out. And if America, if we understood our history, we would have just ran there.
Yeah.
And say, how can we help you?
Wow.
And I like what Derek was saying. You don't, he said, I'm going to mess up everything because I'm American, man. And it's true. That's what we all are, you know, in regards to that. But talk to us about this prince that came out of Liberia, which makes sense because he was born, what, 10 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, right?
Born in 1873. His original name was Kabu. His name was later changed to Samuel Morris. Taking a look at him right now.
It's an amazing man.
Amazing man. I just came across this story. Don't know why. I've never heard of it before, Greg. But we're going to share a little bit about his life and some of the stuff that happened in his short life. When I think about this prince, Kabu, Samuel Morris, I think about his life because a lot of people want to live a long life. They want to live, you know, late in their years. And the question is, do I want to live a long life or do I want to live an impactful life for the kingdom? And Kabu did not live long. He lived a very short life, but we're still talking about him over 100 years later. He was born, like I said, in 1873, 10 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, in Liberia.
Which was the signing of the executive order by President Abraham Lincoln that freed the slaves after the Civil War. So he's born 10 years after
that.
And he happens to be in Liberia.
In Liberia,
which
of all
is
places.
America trying to work out its sins.
Yeah. So reports are that he was actually kidnapped. His father was a tribal leader of the crew, KRU, and he was kidnapped by another tribe. And what they did was they kept Kabu in the center of the tribe, and they were trying to extract a ransom from his father, and he never brought enough. I mean,
wow.
He never brought enough. So day after day, he'd bring, you know, another payment, another offering, if you will.
Trying to get his son back.
Trying to get his son back, of which they put in the center, tied him up in the center of their village just to, you know, make fun
it's
of
horrific.
Him. Horrific, horrible.
How many people today we would say, well, my life is over, I'm bitter for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he must have just ruined his life forever. I guess.
No, he was tied up, he was beaten, and they could hear him at night screaming and wailing. And one night, a flash of light appeared, and a voice told him, run free.
No way.
Yes. And so he runs free, he runs into the jungles, and he's, you know, trying to survive on mangoes and other things, they said. And he winds up in Monrovia on a farm. And once he's in Monrovia, so one of the little boys invites him to go to a Bible study that was taking place. And the missionary that happened to be there is actually talking about Paul's Damascus Road experience.
Wow, which that's where he's actually going to Damascus on a donkey, and he's going to go kill, persecute Christians, and a bright light shows
bright
up.
Bright light, and he finds out he runs into Jesus, right? And Kabu stands up in the middle of this Bible study and says, that just happened to me, days ago.
Awesome.
And so he gives,
so he's finding out. The first time he's hearing the word of God about
first
that.
First time hearing the gospel.
Oh,
he
wow.
gives his life to the Lord. And this woman begins to mentor him, disciple him, the power of discipleship, the power of you know, missionary sent ones. And he goes there, and what happens is that she disciples him. After a while, she says, I've taught you all that I can teach you. You're going to need to go see Stephen Merritt if you want to know anything more. And he lives in America.
He's in Liberia.
He's in Liberia.
Oh,
so
didn't make it.
Yeah, no, he says, I'm going.
He's
going to
go.
He's going to go. Long story short, he gets on this ship, of which he was not supposed to be on, but they can, you know, finally allow him. They treat him bad on the ship, and right when they arrive to America.
Isn't he like working some jobs on the ship trying to do something? He can't do nothing.
He doesn't know how to do anything. You know? So they're like, they're beating
him.
Horrible.
Sanguine.
Right. Mm-hmm. But by the time they reach America, most of them get saved on this ship.
Wow.
By the love of
God. He leads them to the Lord on the ship. Who's treating him bad, but he leads them.
Yes. He arrives to New York. Mm-hmm. First time he gets off of the ship, he's not enamored by New York. He just left Liberia, but he's still on a mission to know more about God. And so he says to the first guy, do you know Stephen Merritt? And Stephen Merritt, the guy says, actually, I do. This is a man of faith. They say that he would spend hours praying to the Lord, and he would say, I'm just talking to my father. And he goes to Stephen Merritt. He doesn't know what to do with this man who just got off the ship. He says, I'm going to go to a prayer meeting. When I get back, I'm going to come see you. And when he comes back, he comes back only to find out that Samuel Morris was having his own prayer meeting at the mission, and people were coming to God and just having all these amazing experiences while Stephen Merritt was ministering somewhere else praying.
Wow.
He invites him into his home, and he says, listen, Samuel Morris, there's something special on your life. We want to send you to Taylor University, a Christian university, so you can continue to get this education, you know, going after God so that you can go back to your country.
Mm-hmm.
The people were so impacted by his life there in New York, brief visit, that they got a fund together to support him. They sent him to Indiana.
Wow.
And when he arrives to this college, we're giving you kind of just these rapid bullet points because there's so much to absorb in his life. He arrives to this college and he says, I want you to give me the room that nobody else wants. I want you to give me that dormitory. I want to stay there. So he stays in
this, the worst room.
Give me the worst room. He stays in this dormitory. And the students are coming to visit him. This is in the 1800s. They're coming to visit him, knocking on the door, and he refuses to open the door because he's in prayer. He changes that campus upside down. Churches start inviting him to speak at their mm-hmm. congregations. Mm-hmm. And everyone heard about this man, Samuel Morris, this apostle of faith, simple faith who believed God. He dies suddenly of pneumonia.
Oh, wow.
20 years old.
20 years old?
20 years old.
This all happened before?
Yes. He's not even to college for a year and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, he passes away. He knows he's not going to recover from this. At his funeral, the entire city shows up. The entire college shows up. Mm-hmm. People were impacted. When they buried him, they didn't bury him at the time where they had... The article that I read said that Negroes in one area, the Caucasians in another. No, they buried him right in the center of the funeral. His life, even in his death, he brought the two races together. And at his funeral, they sent, so many people were touched by his life that they decided to send them all around the world back to Africa to finish the work. Amazing life.
Wow.
Samuel Morris.
We're going to make more about him available, too, on the VFN Torch.
Yes.
Man, can you lead us in prayer? We want to pray for the church in dealing with race. We want to deal with the historical realities, and I think he's a huge sign to all
yes.
of us.
Father, Lord, we just come together, Lord, to pray as one body, one church.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that you would touch us, Lord. Touch your body, your family, your yes. sons and daughters, God, with a heart of compassion and empathy, Lord, to make things right, Lord. Help us, Lord, to... we ask you for forgiveness, Lord,
yes.
for the injustices, Lord,
yes,
for
the
sins,
sin,
Lord, for the sins of our fathers, what
yes.
was done historically in our nation, God, against people of color.
Yes,
and we
nations.
Ask you, Lord, to bring reconciliation amongst the races, Lord, and help
yes,
us
the
heal the wounds, yes. Lord, that have been established for so many years. Let it start with us. Let us turn our hearts back to you
yes,
and
Lord.
Back to each other. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.